Hello, future observer, and apparently hello to audience too. This is Observing Gray with Observer 15. The voice box has told me today's assignment. It is telling you all, or you, about our world. Our world is amazing, a monochromatic beauty. The light from our silver star perfectly illuminates our city, Silver Star City. We praise the Silver Star for it provides us with life. Of course, I've never seen it, so I stay within the observation chamber to fulfill my role. I've been told to search up Earth. Strange. There's no records of it. Okay, what about coronavirus? Or COVID-19? Nothing on this either. Okay, what about this strange word, America? Maybe the voice box tricked me, or perhaps I dreamt it. That's not likely. Let's try. Again? No results. Strange. Wait. I found something. The tragedy of humanity. The downfall. The apocalypse. What a horrible word. It leaves a disgusting taste in my mouth. But there are records. I see. A dangerous mishap destroyed the barbaric, disgusting race of humanity. In their place rose the new, advanced, and near-perfect race, Starion. Ah, right. I should explain the Starion race in case this confuses the next observer. The Starion race is a race of humanoid beings with a society of three main groups. The first are called civilians, and they run day-to-day businesses, such as education and food and caretaking, amidst health and other things. The second group is called the leader group. There's 14 of them. They directly work with the voice box and put out announcements, as well as help lead our city. The final group is the group I happen to belong to, the observers. We observe other universes and strange happenings and record them. We live in observation chambers as opposed to civilians who live in houses and leaders who live in the Grey House. That was quite a lot. Apologies. Now I should also explain what we look like in case we may change as time goes on. You see, Starions can vary within color. Of course, there's no other colors aside the grayscale, but you know, at least in our universe. But for example, I am a pale, almost moonlight-like color and skin tone. I have near black hair and shining black orbs for eyes. Another member might have skin as dark as a midnight sky, littered with stars. See? Some of us have blemishes, but they're typically white or black, often in contrast with our skin tone. Like I have very dark dots across my face, like black stars almost, as opposed to someone with a midnight tone who may have white markings. I understand. I've been given another thing to research. Races of humanity. Oh my. People would have different color skin just like us, but they'd be be harmed and killed just because their skin tone was darker than others or lighter than others? How horrendous to make such horrid accusations and actions across. As I check the transmission box. Sometimes this takes a while. Okay. Open. Okay. Open. What the? Oh my, how peculiar noise. Oh dear. It seems to be a signal from a different universe. I must make note of this. Apologize, future observer, or apparently audience as well. But I do have exciting news. I heard I have permission to speak with a fellow observer, Observer 17, in fact, who is quite skilled. I am much looking forward to this. Oh, one more thing I forgot about our wonderful society. There's a strange barbaric concept with humanity known as gender. That doesn't exist. Not really. We are all born with the pretty much same body with same facilities, but you choose how to present, more masculine or feminine or androgynous or anything in between and beyond. And the ideas of sexuality and romanticity leans straight, gay. So strange, but it doesn't matter. There's no need for these labels. You just are who you are and nobody cares. Well, everybody does care, but nobody will make a big deal out of it. It just is the way it is. Now, I believe that's all I needed to do for today. I hope that this works and this does not break down on me as it has before. Good luck, future observer and audience, whatever that is. This is... And this has been, and this will always be, Observing Grey with Observer 15. Keep an eye out, or an ear out, for our next assignments. They're always listening. Farewell.